Chavakuk Perek Aleph, Pasuk Hey. Re'u v'agoyim v'habitu. See among the nations, and look. This is Chavakuk talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also to us. Have you ever heard of such a thing, says the Ibn Ezra. Look at the ruling and the conquest among nations that just overpower each other. Might makes right in every way. Now, there's no comparison between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the nations, but look what's happening when, again, human beings are left to their own devices. Vihitamhu timahu, and wonder with amazement, timia, be absolutely astounded, be astonished by the success of the wicked campaigns of Nebuchadnezzar. Who can imagine that after, and again, I'm sorry, I'm seeing current events everywhere in these psukim, but it's just crying out. I mean, Hamas murders 1,200 people. And look at how the narrative was already out by October 8th. About how it was just a consequence of Jewish oppression and genocide against Arabs. And justice is on the side of the Arab resistance. Just be amazed. Anybody with any kind of perspective would say, are you kidding me? You massacre civilians, women, rapes, babies. And this is how the world reacts. College campuses, places of education are overrun with protests and, Tucker Carlson is going to Qatar to talk about how terrible the Israelis are and there's nothing good for the world and Jews. Nick Fuentes, people we've never heard of. As the Satmar Rebbe once said, when somebody said something terrible about him, he said, I never did anything nice for that guy. Why is he so angry at me? Ki fo'al po'el b'meichem. Because he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is performing a deed in your days. Now, Radak says this proves that this is being uttered at the time of Nebuchadnezzar. The Chavakuk is a contemporary of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, "Bimechem in your days." Lo saaminu ki yisupar. You won't believe it when it's told. Rashi explains from Talmud Yerushalmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm setting up the Kasdim, the Chaldeans, a people who did not deserve to be created, says the Gemara in Talmud Yerushalmi. I am setting them up to be world powers. They're bitter and they're impetuous and they're going to march to the length and breadth of the entire Eastern world and take over everything. Ki Yisupar, you're not going to believe what your ears are hearing. And what is that? Vav ki hinani mekim es hakastim, hagoy hamar vahanimhar. I am setting up the kastim, the bitter, impetuous nation. As we mentioned a minute ago from Rashi. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu now speaking, of course. This is not the Navi speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. I'm going to rouse them. I'm going to cause them to rise. I'm going to stir them up. This bitter, knee-jerk, impetuous group. Ha'olech l'merchavei aret. Who march through the breadth of the land. That's where they're going. L'reshes mishkan nos lo. To inherit dwellings that are not theirs. They don't really have a place, these Johnny come latelys. But this is the world power. This is what we're going to get. I don't know, the Mefarshim don't say, but if Mishkanos has to do with the Mishkan, that of course is going to be the height. But Mitzvah Sian says, Mekom Sheshochnim Sham B'nei Adam, that this is talking about human habitation. Zayin Ayom V'Norahu. They are terrible and dreadful. It is awesome and terrifying. So some say we're talking about just the fact that this is happening is awesome and terrifying. Others say that they are terrible. Kastim are ayom venora. Mimenu mishpato se'eso yetze. From themselves, their judgment and their burden, their se'es, masa, is going to emanate. So this is terrible news for the world, the destabilization of all of society. But any judgment and majesty that they have is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem is using them as his tool to do what he has planned for to be done. Ches v'kalu minemirim susav. Their horses, their steeds are swifter than leopards. Fastest animal that they could think of in the ancient world. They're going to run swiftly in battle. V'chadu mize'evei erev. And they are more fierce than wolves at the nighttime. Wolves come out to prey on other animals at night, and if they're hungry after not eating all day, they wake up a little peckish, and they fall upon their enemies and tear them to pieces as quickly as they can. So they are speeding through the land like a missile. Ufashu parashav. Their riders are going to increase. The huge number of people. Others say they're going to prance. They're going to gallop. So the weaponry is speedy. Ufarashav meirachok yavo. And its horsemen are going to come from afar. But Yaufu kinesher chash le'echol. They're flying like an eagle. To the sea, fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me. And they're going to hurry to eat. They're going to devour quickly. So every quick, fast animal in the animal kingdom is being sighted here. The eagle flies higher than other birds and flies very swiftly and can see its prey down below and can swoop down on it. So racing and immediately attacking. And why are they all coming, these kastim? Tes kulo l'chamas yavo. They're all coming to commit violence. They're all coming for Hamas. That's what they're here for, to plunder and to spoil. Megamas penehem kadima. The eagerness of their faces is like the east wind, the destructive wind. The east wind is always the destructive, fierce wind of the Middle East. They're coming only for plunder. They don't want glory of victory. They don't have nationalism about this. They're coming only to commit violence. Hamas, a very apt word, because it's violence for the sake of violence, with no mercy of any kind. Vayeh sof kachol shevi. And they've gathered captives innumerable, like the grains of sand. They're going to leave nobody over. They're going to take everybody captive. I gave a shiur last Tisha B'Av and a few times since about Jewish hostages in history and halacha. And Jewish hostages are ultimately taken by these terrible enemies, gathering them up like the sand, and taking them all away so that none remain.